Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., amen. And we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we're an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in to participate in the discussion this evening, and we'd like to let you know that we do leave all the mics open unless there are any type of noises in the background. So we do ask you if you would please, sir, please, ma'am, to make sure that you mute your phone or your mic or whatever device that you have during the time that we are on, because we can hear everything in the background. We'd also like to inform you that you can go back and you can archive anything that we have heard, I mean that you've heard. You can go back and archive it, and you would go into Blog Talk Radio. Once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then you would type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up anything that we have okay, 1 minute, please. Oh. My goodness, I got people knocking on the door in the dark, and I don't know what's going on here, but that's a good thing. Brother Norm has just joined us, and he's just arrived back from California, so we're so happy and blessed to see him in good health. Again, as we move forward, we do apologize for that break. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move on forward. Again, all the mics are open unless we have a distraction in the background. If there's any distractions, then we close the mics up so that it's not a distraction for the hearers. Amen. As we move forward, amen. We're going to be looking for Mother Gloria. And she is going to, she always comes on the first, and she lights up the airwaves, and she tears down strong, and she does what God has anointed her to do. So we're going to turn it on over
my
to
God.
Her. She is from out of Atlanta.
Yes.
And she comes with a mighty word. She's a woman who has sold out for the Lord. And
my God.
A prayer warrior. My brothers, my sisters, we all have trials and things that we go through.
Yes,
you have someone that you can reach out to who that she has been appointed to as a prayer warrior.
My gosh.
Amen. So we're going to ask Mother Gloria if she would take this time and if she would offer us prayer. Amen. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be here, Elder John, once again on a Wednesday evening. And you know, some of those of us may be tired in our body, because I was tired to the point to, you know, I said, God is going to take everything I got to be able to come on. But I say, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know, as I was on my knees, and I said, God, what do your people need? And he said, like you, there's people that are weary tonight, weary from the storms of life, weary from the issues and things that we face on a day-to-day basis. And I said, but Lord, I'm tired tonight. I don't feel good. But he said, the way he took me to the word, he said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And I said, God, be my strength. Let me speak to that individual tonight who's tired and weary. And that person that work in the ministry, the pastors and the elders and the bishops, and they work tirelessly day and night, and there's always something to be done. There's people that are going through the trials of life, and they call you, and they said, and they need you to pray, and they need to talk. So I just want to talk to somebody tonight who feel like I feel, who feel that they might be tired and weary in their body, but they want to keep on keeping on. The older people used to say back in the day, this is a pressing way. Somebody press their way, just like me tonight, who press their way to be encouraged, to be lifted up. Somebody says, you know, I got family issues, and I got children that's out of control, and I'm having problems in my marriage, and I'm having problems in my health. I just got through going through therapy for my knees, And I had to go through that. And somebody needs to know, no matter what you're going through tonight, God knows all about it. And he wants you to cast your care on him. He wants you to get out of yourself, get into a hallelujah praise, and say, God, no matter what I'm going through tonight, I'm going to praise my way. I had to praise my way through tonight to get here because I didn't feel, but he says somebody feels like you feel tonight. Somebody needs to know that if you come to me and ask anything in my name, and we're asking in your name tonight, God, that you would touch your people tonight, God, that everywhere somebody needs to build it up. Somebody's leaning tonight and needs to be built up. Somebody might be saying, I'm ready to throw in the towel because I've had it. I've done all I can do and I can't do no more and I'm ready to quit. And he wants to encourage. God wants to encourage you tonight. Don't give up. Continue keep pressing your way. The battle is not yours, but it's his. So tonight I come out of myself to come to the line tonight to say, my God is more than enough for whatever you may be facing today. If you cast your cares, he says, if you cast your cares on him because he cares for you. He knows what you're going. He said, remind them, I know you so well. I know what you're going through. I know the hairs on your head. And in the word I look and he said, tell them I know their name. I know their situation. I know what's going on. But if you keep on trusting, keep on believing, keep on following me, the storm that you might be going through in your life, as a friend said to me today, cheer up. The storms won't destroy you. Because God is greater than he that's in you. And he's going to face, you're going to be able to face him whatever storm. I don't know why I'm going this way, but the Holy Spirit do. I say, Lord, what after Wednesday after Wednesday, if I come on the radio broadcast, I say, God, what do your people need? And he said, they just need to trust me. Just to trust me and to praise their way through. So praise your way. Yeah. And you know what? If you can just praise God right now, you know, I believe in praising. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And we can just say hallelujah. Hallelujah through your circumstances. Hallelujah through your health issues. Hallelujah to what's going on in your ministry. Hallelujah because you're tired. Hallelujah because you need God to meet you tonight right where you are. And lift every burden, every concern, everything that you're going through right now.
Yes.
And give him the highest praise. Give him the highest praise because he deserves the praises of his people.
Yes.
And tonight, people of God, I say to you, in the midst of where you are right now, whatever your circumstance is, praise your way through. Praise your way through as I went to the word. And it said, if you ask anything in my name, whatever it is, he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And in closing, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your soul.
Yes.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. To that person tonight who, like myself, who pressed their way, may be tired and may be weary in their body, if you just trust him, if you just say, God, here I am, God. I'm going to trust you. And what I'm going through right now, and I know you know all about it, so God knew what his people needed tonight. And so, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless every individual that's listening under the sound of my voice. I'm just a simple person who loves the Lord. I'm a servant of God saying, God, I give you everything. everything I got, even when I'm tired, even when I'm worn, even when I can't see my way, even when I just don't know. But I say, God, here I am. And tonight, Mother Gloria says to you, here I am. I give myself away. And I say, God, use me. Use those tonight that might be tired and weary. Strengthen their bodies. Build them up on a holy inside. And God, we will give you all the praise and all the glory. Sometimes it's just a simple prayer. It doesn't have to be all of that. And it just be from your heart to God's heart, to the people of God, saying what God has given to you. And this is what he gave to me tonight, to say God is more than enough for whatever you're going through. And say hallelujah. Anyhow, don't allow the enemy to take your praise, because he wants to take your praise. Don't allow him. So let's right now, let's in my closing prayer right now, let's say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherever you may be, whatever you're going through, say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How you bringing me through, God. I'm going to be all right because I trust you. I believe you, God. And I say thank you, God. For how you're going to bring me through. It's another test to be a testimony that you could tell somebody, my God is more than enough. In Jesus' name, I pray. Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We all touch and agree. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank
you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, woman of God, for that anointed prayer. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. So thank you, Alpha. God bless you. I have to go. I don't go to rest now because I don't feel like well. But God is more than enough. He's more than enough. He's more than enough.
You will be in more prayers as well. Pray for us. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. Bye bye.
Thank you. Even in illness and not feeling well, she still comes on to pray for you and I. What a powerful, powerful part. An anointed word from the woman of God. From the woman of God. As we move forward, we thank you, Jesus. We are coming from the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua 1:8, and it reads as such. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will prosper, or you will be prosperous and successful. Here is a prescription. This is a prescription for you and I. It's a prescription for you and I. It is a roadmap of how we are to have our relationship, handle our relationship with the Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the topic here is developing a healthy prayer life. Developing a healthy prayer life. And in Joshua, there are three things that I want to focus on here. And the three things is one, is the book of the law. The book of the law. The next is what we say or what comes from our lips. And the third is how we should meditate. How we should meditate. And so as we move into this, we realize that Joshua has just taken over. He's just been given charge to lead the people that Moses was leading. Moses had, he was a servant of the Lord, and Moses had a task to lead the people. And if you notice that there are times in our lives where we're going to see things, things are going to happen, or we're going to do things, but we're not going to be given charge to see the outcome. God may give you and I an assignment, and that assignment doesn't mean that we're going to be able to see the outcome. We just may be a conduit. God may just have us just to prepare or put everything in perspective for whomever else is to come after you and I. So here we're talking about the law of God. Joshua has to be careful of how, making sure that he's going to obey the law as it has been written. Joshua he's been given charge as someone who's imminent, and he believes that what has been written down should be followed. He loved the Lord so much, and he believed in the word that he did not believe in changing, and that's why Joshua became so successful. He focuses on God himself. He focuses on God's work, and he focuses on God's law. So this is an activity that Joshua believed in. He believed in following the law book, and he also believed that he believed that the word of God and how we express what God is sharing with us, that it should always be on our lips. It should always be on our list. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that we all are governed by the law of God. And under that law, there are prescriptions. And we must be obedient to follow the word of God. And in following the word of God, we are to make sure that those that we come in contact with on a daily basis, that we are an example of what God has anointed and appointed us to be. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we are to keep God's law, be obedient to the word of God. We can't change it when we want to, so we have to constantly be obedient to the word of God. And when you love something so much, that you want to share it, you want to tell it to everyone that you come across. If the word of God is in each and every one of our hearts, the law of God is in our hearts, then we're going to express it on our lips. tell them about the goodness and the grace and glory of God. Anyone we come in contact with, what am I saying? I'm saying that oftentimes there's a saying that many people, and it really just came about just the last couple of days, that many people have a hard time or a difficult time when they say, how are you doing? They're saying that blessed is not an appropriate term. Now, here I ask, and here I challenge, that if blessed is not an appropriate term, to me, as far as I know, that we are blessed.
I don't understand it. What are you saying? So you're saying?
I am saying
so
that
a person should not that there's or there's a question of whether a person's response should be blessed.
I'm saying that any words that we use when we confront others should be the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's saying it should always be on our lips. We should always be talking about the Lord.
What's the problem with saying blessed?
What I'm saying is that I ran into a situation where the group shared they didn't believe that you should say blessed because it is selfish.
Oh no.
So I'm saying that there are all different thoughts out there. There are all different mindsets out there, and blessed should be used, is what I'm saying.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
see,
how
that,
I
that,
feel.
That.
I'm blessed.
But
I'm
there
blessed.
there are those out there that
mm-hmm.
may not be as consumed with the word, that may not have the word written in our hearts, keeping the law in our hearts, so they may begin to start to feel that if I use a high praise like blessed, that it is selfish.
And that's not my problem.
But then again, if you got somebody.
Problem. You have a hard time with that.
That.
You know, if somebody has a hard time with it, because I'm, like the song goes, I'm blessed in the morning, I'm blessed at night, I'm blessed in the field, I'm blessed in the whatever, I am blessed. I'm continuously singing praises and lifting up the Lord and being grateful, having an attitude of gratitude for wherever he places me and whatever he's done.
Amen.
Because I know that he cares for me. I am so blessed.
Amen. Amen. That's her testimony. And you should have a testimony also of what is blessed to you.
Amen.
And that's where we're going with this.
Amen.
Making sure that we understand what God or how God is blessing you.
Amen.
Everyone has a testimony. Everyone has a story to tell. And those stories should not be hidden.
Amen.
Because when we are blessed, then we're telling the world of how good and how magnificent God is.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Joshua understood this. And that's why within this small section in 8, it says, keep the book of law always on your lips.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If we are going
that's
to
right.
be blessed, remain blessed, then the word of God should be always on our lips.
Can I read it in the Living Version?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the Living Bible Version for Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, constantly remind the people about these laws, and you yourself must think about them every day and every night so that you will be sure to obey all of them, for only then will you succeed. And I have in the parentheses about meditation, we're praying, we're praising, we're meditating on the word. We're soaking it up. Can I read the next one?
Sure.
Okay, 9 says, yes, be bold and strong. Banish fear and doubt. For remember, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And my brothers and sisters,
all I'm saying is that you should have a testimony also. When you wake up, you're not just feeling good. You're not just feeling all right. You have been blessed to be able to see another daylight. That's blessed. That means that when you say that you're not blessed, anything below that, that means that you woke up on your own accord, that you're not giving reverence to whoever it is that was watching over you while you slept and you slumbered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm going with this. Everybody has their own testimony. This is just my testimony. I'm sure that you have your testimony, but blessed, we should always give God the highest praise.
Amen.
Blessed. Why am I blessed? Oh, my goodness. I just lost my job, and I'm blessed.
I'm still blessed.
I'm blessed. Oh, my goodness. I must be talking to someone now. I just lost my job, and I'm still blessed.
Nevertheless.
My money has ran out, and I'm still blessed. Because if you belong to God, no matter what your situation is, we're always to keep the word of God on our lips. They call it in season and out of season.
Amen.
When I'm feeling good and when I'm feeling bad. When I have succeeded and when I have lost. Treating them both the same.
Uh-huh.
Not just when we're feeling good, that we're going to jump up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the energies that we begin to start to draw when we jump up and down when things aren't going the way that we want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine when we give God the glory and the victory before it has even come.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine. Just imagine how God responds to that. Oh, my goodness. Let me take it even further. Imagine, just imagine, that someone has just told you, and I'm going off of context, someone has just told you that the store was closing out and there is a huge sale. In your mind, you can already imagine you walking out with a basket full of whatever it is that you bought and didn't pay a lot of money. You've imagined it before it has even happened. You've claimed it even before you've even touched it. And that's what God wants us. He wants you and I, my brothers, my sisters, God wants us to claim it before we even receive it. If we can do that in the natural, surely, my brothers and sisters, we can do that in the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Surely.
Mm-hmm.
Surely we should have a testimony. When anything goes on in our lives, we should have a testimony, even though it happened this way, even though that I fell short, even though that my money has dried up, I'm here to tell you that it's coming back.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that God is going to restore it.
Amen.
And when we begin to start to focus on in that energy, with that type of energy, then all we're doing is we are drawing God closer. We're drawing God. God begins to start to pay more attention, because here it is, someone who has given him reverence with whatever situation that they was in. And here, let me just say this. Listen, God does not always work on our timeline.
All right.
But he's always on time. As the old adage may say, God is always on time.
Amen.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers. You woke up. So my question is, when you woke up, what was on your lips? Did you say good morning? Did you welcome God or thank God? Did you usher him into your spirit when you woke up? soon as you opened your eyes, did you usher him into your spirit? Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Keeping the book of law always on your lips. I had something totally different I had wrote here, and I just put it down.
Amen.
And here we go. Here we go. It's talking about how to be prosperous and successful. God has already given us a promise. He has already given us a promise. But the thing is, do we truly believe it? You know how we fall short sometimes in our thinking. You know how we become doubters. I don't know about you, but sometimes I fall short. Sometimes I fall in that category. I don't know about you. But when I do, I'm quick to repent. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Let the law always be on your lips. Letting the world know who you belong to, who you serve. Giving reverence. Giving the highest praise. He's not just a God on Sunday. He's an everyday God. Always having the law on your lips. Always acknowledging who he is. So without a shadow of a doubt, when you come in contact with anybody, on your job, in the store, wherever you come in contact with, because of your conversation, they know that you are a child of God. Just by what comes out of our mouth. They can recognize. Have you ever run into someone and just when you begin to start to talk to them and ask through your conversation, they'll ask, what church do you belong to? Don't even know them. Don't even know them.
Do you know the Lord?
But they're listening to the context of your conversation. They're looking at how you are expressing yourself. And they recognize who you are. A child of the King. And I do say that. I don't say that lightly. A child of a King. Having the mindset. And then it goes on in Joshua. It says, not only do we keep the book of the law always on your lips, but it all goes on to say that as you're going to keep it on your lips, that you meditate on it day and night.
Amen.
Day and night. When the sun goes up, it comes up, and when the sun goes down, that means that you had your mind on Christ all day long. All day long. From the time you woke up until it was time for you to go to bed, you was meditating on the Lord. Keeping the Lord with you, ushering him into wherever you were going, whatever you were doing, you're ushering him into. And let me tell you something. God is going to still, he's going to be there, but he wants us in a certain mindset. And with this situation, because of the way Joshua was, because of his mindset, because of his reverence for the Lord, God handed over the mantle to him. To finish it. Developing a healthy prayer life. Keeping God's word on your mind day and night. Because whatever you think about, is who you become. I believe the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So when I gather from that, how I interpret from that, how I see from that is that if I'm thinking about God, that means God is in my life. On my tongue, on my mind, in my heart. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's a little saying that if I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank Jesus enough for all that he's done for me. My brothers and my sisters, when things were not going to go your way and you didn't even know what was happening, God was with you, fighting your battles for you, working it out for you. And the question is, were you thanking him through it all? Even though that you couldn't see what was going on, even though that you couldn't see the battles that the angel, God, the charge that God had sent out to protect you, were you thanking him all along? Was he on your mind all day long? Was it on your lips all day long? Reverence. Reverence. Getting excited about who he is and what he's doing in your life. Success, a simple prescription, keeping the book of law always on your lips, in your heart, because what's in your heart is going to come out on your lips. That's why God is so awesome, because we cannot talk, we cannot say anything if it's not in our hearts. We can't fake it with God. Transparent. God sees right through you and me, looking right at your heart. A successful prescription. Meditating on the word day and night. That means always keeping him with you. I'm almost sure that American Express got that from the Bible. Never leave home without. Well, let me take it even further from a spiritual point. Never leaving home without him. Wherever you go, taking God with you, on your job, in the stores, in your relationship, in your home, with your kids, always taking God with you.
Allowing the Holy Spirit to into every aspect of our lives, everything that concerns you concerns him. And the Holy Spirit has a place there. The more that you commune with the Spirit, the more that you develop a relationship, the more you hear and understand.
Amen. 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 God is so good. God is so gracious. God is so loving. God is omnipotent God, an omnipotent God, a God who can never fail, a God who will never let you down, a God who will walk with you, a God who will talk with you, a God who will be everything that you want him to be. The word says, I am that I am. So if that's what you want God to be, he will do just that. He'll do just that. And here, Joshua has given us a small prescription that all we have to do is keep the law always on our lips. And then, he says, to meditate on it day and night. And it goes on, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. How do you obey the law? If you got the mind, if you got your mind, if you're meditating on the Word of God, then you're going to do everything that has been written. You don't have to worry about wavering because it just becomes natural. You're not trying to force it. It becomes natural. It becomes a part of you. And you begin to start to shine. There's something about you that begins to start to shine. And then you find that people come in and they want what you got. They want to know how you got it. And that's your opportunity to share the Word of God. To share the Word of God. I didn't say keep it to yourself. I said to share the Word of God with somebody. Can you imagine if God looked at you, looked at me, and said, have you tried my faithful servant? And he sent that person especially to you. And you wanted to talk about something other than the law. We all have a testimony. We all have a word written in our heart. God begins to start to grow on us when we meditate on him day and night. He just grows on us.
The more you get, the more you want.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So it goes on and says, you may be careful to do everything written in it when you do just that. Keep it on your lips. Meditate on it day and night. And you may be careful to do everything in it.
Can I say something? I have a notation in my Bible next to Joshua 8 to also refer, which refers me to Jeremiah 15, verse 16. And in the Living Bible, it reads, your words are what sustain me. They are food to my hungry soul. They bring joy to my sorrowing heart and delight me. How proud I am to bear your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Just bearing the name of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if you want a prescription to be prosperous and successful, look over Joshua 1:8. He was very careful to make sure that he kept the book. He honored the book. He honored the word. He kept it on his lips. And he meditated on it day and night. I believe that it says, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. That means that it's easy to slip. It's easy to fall short. And the word here is saying is, if you don't want to slip, if you don't want to fall short, then this is what you have to do. Keep the word on your lips and meditate it on a day and night, and there's no room for anything in the world to come and try to tear you up, to tear you apart, to kill and steal and destroy you. There's no room for that. Because you're so filled up with the word, you're so filled up with the spirit, your mind and your body so consumed with the Lord that there's no room for anything else.
Can I share another scripture too?
Sure.
And I'll be quiet.
No, it's okay. I'm going to open my up to everyone else.
Okay. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 8. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Amen.
In other words, speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Speak life to your situation. Speak life to your cohorts, your family, your friends.
Speak life
that you bring life. And in doing so, we will say things like, I'm blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 A simple prescription.
Speak a blessing, in other words.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, prayer is the foundation of our spiritual connection with God. Prayer, it must be built into our lifestyle. And when it's built into our lifestyle, then we're able to deal with the pressures and interruptions of the world. There are some things that I have here in closing that I'm going to open up the mics. And I have here, getting back to my notes, I'm going to go back here to my notes. The act of prayer is an expression of your confidence in the divine order of God and in the significance of your own existence.
Mm-hmm.
It is an expression of life and life experiences. Number two, walk the spiritual path. Develop respect for a force greater than self. I'm talking about God. Number three, learn to love life in all its forms and to treat life with respect and reverence. Prayer becomes an overt way to express the growing awareness of yourself and to the universe. Five, the Christian is to know that faith is the key that releases the resources of heaven into their situation. Even in the written word here, Jesus, he uses exaggeration speech or writing of the word to express the importance and the power of faith. Faith has to be in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Faith has to be in Jesus Christ. And this type of faith can only be achieved through constant prayer. Six, commit yourself to daily communication of the Holy Spirit through prayer. Your relationship with Christ will be enhanced immensely. And lastly, set realistic goals for yourself. Set up a routine if you have to. Set up a routine that you can keep on a daily basis for prayer. If you have to pray, and if you have to go behind closed doors, then do just that. Then do just that. Some can pray out. Others can pray to themselves. God hears it all. They're all forms of prayer. Some pray when they're driving in their car. Some pray when situations occur. But whatever you do, develop a constant time of prayer. I'm going to open up the mics. I think I've taken up too much time. I didn't realize that. Oh, the mics are open. Any comments?
That's a good word on tonight. Good evening. It's Miles. How you doing? That's a good word on tonight. You had me taking notes left and right, and you said something that made me think. You talked about American Express. This is probably why they got their slogan from. And I was thinking about something. I was thinking about when you actually showed, he said that we have to meditate on the word day and night. That reminded me of a song back in the late 80s by the Deal. It was called Two Occasions. When he's talking about he was loving this woman, he only think about her on two occasions. That's day and night. And I was thinking, maybe that's where they got this from. We got to think. We think on God on two occasions, day and night. Because when you think on Him day and night, those are the two occasions, and you're meditating on Him. And who is He? He's His Word.
Amen.
He's His Word. And thank you. This is powerful tonight. I thank you for it. God bless.
Yeah. Praise the Lord for you, my brother. Any more comments?
I've been with an excellent word today, and I do mean excellent. And even with myself, I set up a routine that I live by. And prayer, meditation, even being here, I plan my week, my day, my hours during the course of the day. I get up early in the morning and go to the gym and exercise. But the thing about it is when I go to the gym, 5:30, 6 in the morning, there are spiritual people. They will come over to me and will actually bring up discussions of God. You know, the fact that we're actually up, and some of us don't even want to be there. But anyway, we have to thank God that we actually woke up this morning and was able to get there. And it's God who's taking care of us.
Amen.
And many people are facing a lot of challenges. But anyway, things can be worse. And with God, we are blessed, and we have to count our blessings and make it, you know, spread the gospel. And when we spread the gospel, it's not just what we say, it's also by our actions. I was in Southern California in a semi wealthy area. I went into a 7-Eleven, there are some out there, and there was a homeless person outside sitting in a chair. And needless to say, I went into 7-Eleven to get some coffee, and it was a guy who also got some coffee, but the coffee was not for himself. He went outside, crossed the street, and gave the coffee to the man, and got in his Mercedes and took off. I don't think he got himself anything, but the guy he gave it to was appreciative. But that man was, you know, it was really blessed. And the man who received that coffee was probably cold, but just to have a place to stay, we have to count our blessings.
Amen.
And make a difference in the lives of the people we come in contact with, a positive difference, a spiritual difference.
Amen. Amen. As we go in closing, I'm going to ask something a little different, being that we're talking about prayer. I'm looking at the model, the Lord's model prayer, and if we could all say that together as we go into our closing. You can say it silently or you can repeat it out loud. Amen, the Lord's Prayer, and I would like to do that together, okay, because we're connected as a body of Christ, okay? If you can do that, we're going to start right now. Our Father,
Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and
forgive us our
trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
From evil.
For thine is the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Good night.
I face the dawn.